Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. He is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. Jesus, wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to those listening to us as only you can. Reveal to us your glory. I believe today. Why not? I believe with those listening, if they believe with me, that they will receive a fresh revelation of your glory, of you only. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We acknowledge that you are God. Did you know that man was born to fellowship with God? His presence, he himself, so wonderful, so beautiful, he's beyond human words. Man, there are mysteries surrounding the human race and around the spirit realm, but it is revealed to us that one of the mysteries is God wants to fellowship with every person on the earth. When someone finds him, he's the only one that they will want, and they will naturally just flow and walk with their Lord, their God. If they hear the gospel, it's Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ is beyond human words. If someone never hears the gospel, they simply go to the higher power, and if they seek him and go to him directly, they'll find him. In fact, easily. One of the first things Jesus taught reveals all of this in the Beatitudes, famous teaching. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, the spiritual beggars. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed means happy, rich, favored, fortunate. I mean, this one revelation that Jesus presents here is everything a person needs to know. In fact, they don't have to hear this teaching. We who hear it, it confirms that we simply go to him if we are spiritually hungry. If we are, okay, someone who is spiritually hungry goes directly to the higher power. They'll find him and his, their creator, their Lord, their God. He's there, and he becomes their everything. And Jesus offers and promises here the kingdom of heaven. I mean, do you realize that within knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ is everything that he offers is also beyond words? The kingdom of heaven. Heaven. I mean, now we know, again, those of us who have the Bible, it's revealed that those who are written in the book of life will spend eternity in heaven, in glory, in the presence of God. I mean, if he just offered that, that's beyond words, infinitely incredible. But again, within that, there's infinite eternal blessings, promises that he offers while we're on the earth, and it's all through the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. How glorious, just knowing him. Oh, hallelujah. So wonderful. But there's the other side. As you know, I've been playing some of the book of Revelation, and I've been, you know, in there, there's two specific places. It says those not written in the book of life go to spend eternity in hell. They miss heaven. those who are written in another place, this is near the end of the book of Revelation, those who are written in the book of life make it into to heaven. That's the central thing. I mean, that choice, that the importance of that choice for every person beyond words. That we cannot even begin to fathom the importance of it, and that every person is eternal. God is so powerful that every person that He creates, because they're made in His image, will exist forever. That's just incredible. That's to think forever. The angels made from His glory, they will exist forever. And this explains, believe it or not, this explains why there's a hell, which is probably the biggest objection that people have to the gospel. There had to be a place for the enemy and all the fallen angels to be for eternity. And so God, there had to be a place. So He withdrew Himself from that place, and that's why hell is so horrible. I want to keep this really, really positive and just present how awesome our God is. Just some other examples of how powerful He is. To think that nature, you know, the things that we rely on that keep us alive. Did you know that, like, the sun, the sun, and the earth, and the things in the earth, you know, the waters above and the waters on the earth. Did you know all of that has existed? We don't know how long, billions of and billions of years. I don't want to get into that too much, but roughly 6,000 years. Well, again, I'm not an expert, but when in Genesis, the 1-3 is the restoration of the first heaven, you might, and the earth. What many people call the creation story is actually the restoration. God restored those things in 6 days, and then He rested on the seventh day. And so the sun, let's just look at the sun, the sun. It's existed for billions and billions of years. We don't know how long, but for us, 6,000 years roughly since Adam to today, and it keeps every person alive, and it's always can be relied on, right? I mean, it's just incredible that God created that, and it reveals the Trinity. The Son, the light, and the life it gives reveal the Father, Jesus, the light of the world, and the Holy Spirit. So, I just want to present how awesome our God is when we meet Him, the Holy Spirit. We will realize this is the answer. It's His glorious presence, which is beyond. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. He's merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth, full of compassion. He's good to all. His tender mercies are over all His works. So immediately, though, people object, right? They object and well, let's go straight to Him. And in our challenges, He will lift us up and empower us. That's how we... I'll finish with this. That's how we walk with Him, is when we meet him and know him and his glory, his power, his might, and yet he's gentle and humble. Jesus said, I am gentle and humble in heart. That's how we walk with him. That's how we can do the things he wants us to do. That's the whole key. It is simple. So simple. Someone may say, oh, well, you know, you're giving a lot of the same information or the same. Well, it's, we all need, here's something practical. Every human being needs new experiences, right? That's something that we need. We need to be with other people. We need, there's like, I think there's six things that a human being needs to, like, to live and survive and keep going. And one of them is new experiences. So, such as meeting new people or learning new things, you know, traveling to a new place, there's many, many things that we could do that are new. The greatest thing, though, is his presence and glory. When we meet him, we don't need, that's everything. We don't need anything else new. It's great to to study and learn the Bible. Absolutely. We need to be in fellowship with other believers in the right church. We need to be in the Bible and be in right standing with all people. Absolutely. But the greatest thing, which sometimes we don't pursue, is his presence and glory, which is, he gives a new, he's in the now. And so that's everything new that a human being really needs. You know, we often seek new experiences, and sometimes we need them. Because we want to be happy and so forth. Well, he offers eternal happiness, joy, peace, everything. Everything that a human being wants is found in his presence and glory. Again, not just the Christ. There's so many misconceptions. It's one thing, his presence and glory. The Lord himself, Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit. So if somebody really wants to be happy, you want to be rich and favored and fortunate? Well, everyone wants that, right? We all want to be happy. That everyone on the earth wants to be happy. Well, Jesus, in his very first teaching that's recorded, Matthew 5, he's the first word, happy. He said it 9 times. 9 is like the perfect number. And there's 7 revelations of knowing God in that teaching. I've been looking at it closer. Okay, 7 is the number of completion. But, you know, there's the biggest misconception. Blessed, somehow people think, oh, blessed, okay, it's going to be someone's religious. And there's just so many misconceptions. It's ridiculous. Happy, right there, his first word. You know, and it's not just happy, it's rich, favored, fortunate, incredible. Incredible. The deceptions. So incredible. We're deceived. What deceives us? 4 things. Our old nature, sin, the world, and the enemy. But if we go straight to him and we find him, we can overcome that, and our faith in him is the victory that overcomes the world and those things. Jesus has, we can even be set free from our old nature and from sin. We can overcome the world, and Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Amen. Glory to God.